Some years ago, I accepted an invitation of a college to come speak at a lectureship. I'd never been to this college before. It's probably not one you've heard of, but I thought, well, that would be a new experience. They asked me like a year in advance to come. And I anticipated a large crowd and a chance to preach. And they assigned me the story of Joseph not getting bitter about getting thrown in jail. And I thought, man, of all the things I'd like to preach about, that's not what I'd choose first. Well, I get there, and first off, it's a very small crowd. And I have to confess, having a little bit of a poor attitude, thinking I've taken 2 days away from my church and my family to come preach a text I'm not excited about to a very small group of Yankees. And they didn't put me in a hotel with ESPN and a hot shower. They told me to stay with this couple that were brand new Christians. Well, I go to stay. It turns out that man had just been fired unjustly at his job. He had just moved into his house because that school district had a program for his disabled child. The paper that day had put his name in it and listed him as being fired. And he's just a brand new Christian. So when we got home that night, do you think he wanted to talk a little bit about bitterness? And I realized, over 1 year ago, this family who wasn't even Christians, who didn't live in that house, were going to be there. And God knew where I needed to be. And that's why I was sent to Detroit, not to give a talk to a college. Now, here's the thing. When you learn to live this way and you look each moment for why does God want me right now here in this moment, and then you see why, that fills up your courage tank. The scripture says in Proverbs 3, you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. He'll direct your steps as we follow His leading. Now, remember though, God doesn't usually tell you the destination until you've arrived. You just follow God, and then every now and then He'll stop and say, I want you right here, and you're about to see why.